Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Community Radio. Woohoo!
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
And there's more sex on television. Yeah, I know. People are renting porno videos and they're showing them. Yeah, I would say so.
Yes, things you're not supposed to know and real jazz. Has a melody in many variations. It's music essentially for dancing, even if you don't dance. And the music swings. It can be as hot as a boil in the devil's bodegas.
See you. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in this episode, we are presenting a theme called Jazz, featuring Queen's outstanding 1978 album, Jazz. We're also going to be hearing from lots of traditional jazz musicians. And also featured predominantly in the mix are some excerpts from some speeches by African-American freedom fighter Martin Luther King Jr. We started off the music in the intro set with Oscar Peterson and Corcovado from his We Get Requests album. And then it was a deep cut from our featured album, Queen's Jazz. That song, called More of That Jazz, was written and sung by their drummer, Roger Taylor. And it's actually the outro on the album. It features clips from other songs in the album. A little sound collage right there. Backing me up right now is our featured ambience artist for the episode. The African-American jazz composer, band leader, and keyboard, well, piano and synthesizer player, Sun Ra. This is almost the title track from his Mayan Temples album. This piece is called Mayan Temple. Also, predominantly in this episode, I'm mixing in clips from longtime legendary WMFO DJ Hank Fonts, who hosted his Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz radio program here on WMFO for a total of 23 years, starting in 1975, after he had been at WGBH for 9 years. Hank was an eloquent and erudite man, an expert on New Orleans jazz, socialism, and weightlifting. The show generally consisted of him reading excerpts from books and essays, and then commenting on them and other issues that concerned him. Plus, playing jazz music. It was unlike anything that I had ever heard before, and just an outstanding example of intelligent, high-quality, non-commercial, and free-form radio. Hank was 90 years old when he died, and except for the last few years of his life, he was in excellent physical condition, regularly going to the gym to lift weights, and he was able to get around quite independently, which is really what I think you want to be able to do when you get older. Exercise now for later. And as a point to ponder, despite his longtime associations with many famous jazz musicians, Hank never drank or smoked himself, which may have had something to do with his very long and healthy life. And you know, if you want to learn more about Hank Fonts, just type his name. His last name is spelled F-A-U-N-C-E. So type his name, Hank Fonts, into Google. And I'm very proud that a eulogy I delivered for him on August 8th, 2013 at the Community Church of Boston is the number one Google search hit for him. Coming up in the next set, we're going to be hearing from my favorite female jazz singer, Astrud Gilberto. Also, some ultra lounge jazz from the Mallet Men. A duet with Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Plus some Miles Davis and one of the hit singles from our featured album. But first, we're going to start things off with the pianist Bud Powell. One of the interesting things you can often hear with him is this kind of mumbled singing that he does along with his playing. This piece is a recording made in 1953. It's called A Night in Tunisia. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Thank you.
sometimes I have trouble talking to girls.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw off my sorrow, back still I'll borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn
try to be not too black and white.
And sacrificing for them.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes. But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. But we just fizz like parts of settler's powder. Yes, fine romance with no glitches. A fine romance with no bitches. Just as hard to land as the Eden of France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance and I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrel. The crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance, my dear judges. Two old fogies who need crutches. True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. Oh, we don't have the thrills that the march of time has. But other than fine romance, my good woman, my strong age in the wood, woman, you never give the Arkansas a glance, though you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies who need crutches.
True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. You know, Louie, we don't have half the thrill that the march of time has.
Telling me, fine romance, my very good woman. My strong age in the world, woman. Never give the Arkansas Center plants.
No, I prefer cactus plants. This is a fine romance.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream.
Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin.
But every packet of
heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you.
Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin
don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin
is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
I want you to kiss me right here.
Thank you. Won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside you.
tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this episode is packed full of jazz of all sorts. We began that last set with Bud Powell, A Night in Tunisia, from The Amazing Bud Powell, Volume 2. And if you were paying attention, you heard him kind of doing that singing, mumbling kind of thing that he does. Astrid Gilberto followed with Who Can I Turn To? And then it was a selection from Ultra Lounge, Volume 6, Rhapsodesia, from The Mallet Men, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And then a duet between two jazz greats, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. A fine romance that was. And then from Miles Davis and the Complete Birth of the Cool album, we heard Deception. And then we finished things up with one of the hit singles from our featured album by Queen, Jazz, and Fat Bottom Girls. Meanwhile, right now, we're listening to our featured ambience artist, Sun Ra, and his orchestra. This piece is called Blues at Midnight from his Supersonic Jazz, an album recorded in 1956 and reissued in 1991. That's the version we're hearing now. If you like jazz music, I hope you know that our sister station, WMBR, 88.1 on your FM dial, leftmost in Boston, they have a number of great jazz programs. And I remember a few years ago listening to Fred Allen's show, Sound Principles, and I heard a pretty crazy version of Van Halen's Hot for the Teacher. They were just jamming off the riffs in the original song, but certainly not using electric guitars and basses and drums. Instead, jamming off all the riffs on acoustic instruments. And that's what jazz is about in a certain way. It's mashup music before there was any kind of digital technology. And I'd say that applies to folk music too. There are a lot of derivative works where people just kind of take what's there and then go off on their own direction. And that's great. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from two great jazz Billies separately, Billie Holiday and Billie May, some Mondo Exotica style jazz. And also in this set, two selections from our featured album. But first, we're going to segue from Sun Ra playing our ambiance over to Sun Ra playing the first song of our next set. Sun Ra was born in 1914 in Birmingham, Alabama, as Herman Poole Blount, and he died in 1993, aged 79. When he was a kid, he was nicknamed Sonny. And then he later took on the name and persona of Sun Ra, with Ra being the name of the ancient Egyptian god of the sun. He called his band the Orchestra. And, as is often the case with bigger jazz bands, it had an ever-changing lineup. His persona of Sun Ra was a kind of science fiction-y thing. He claimed he was one of the angel race, and not from Earth, but instead from Saturn. And he had these cosmic philosophies, and his lyrical poetry preached awareness and peace. Some people regarded him as a crank because of all of that. But many more people recognized his immense musical talents, and there certainly have been crazier musicians than him when you look at what they did in their real lives. So here's another piece from 1956's Supersonic Jazz album. This is called India, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of my constant year warms. screw you, honey. Well, if there's one thing I can't stand, is a queen without a sense of humor. You can die with your secret, miserable, piss-elegant fairy.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black.
I say white.
You say bar.
I say bite.
You say shark.
I say him, man. Yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose.
I say Royce.
You say God.
Give me a choice.
Say Lord.
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is fly.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
Rock bottom girls, they'll be riding today.
So look out for those beauties, oh yeah.
On your marks, get set, go!
Every day, see things, talk to people. I never get out of this cave.
Chinks do it, Japs do it, up in Lapland, little Laps do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston, even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
horses down in Oyster Bay. Do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, gates they wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Way to bring me Shadrow in shallow shores. English souls do it. Gold fish in privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. We'll do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from the Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Gotta get out, gotta get out. but you never can tell.
This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are bringing you an episode full of jazz of sorts, a smorgasbord of different jazz stylings, including our featured artist, Queen, and selections from their 1978 album, Jazz, which I rank overall as being an excellent album. Not a perfect album, but very good. Well, actually, excellent. We started that set with our featured ambience artist, the African-American jazz composer, band leader, and piano and synthesizer player, Sun Ra. That was his piece India from 1956's Supersonic Jazz. And meanwhile, right now, you're hearing another cut off that album. This is Sonology. And then we heard from the great Billy May and his theme to the TV show Mannix, which I found on Ultra Lounge Volume 13, TV Town. And then it was Queen with another hit single from our featured album of the episode, 1978's Jazz. And then it was Billie Holiday with Let's Do It, followed by Martin Denny and a song called Hypnotique from Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And then we finished things off with a real high energy song from our featured album, Dead on Time, which was written by their guitarist, Brian May.